curfew-like situation prevailed in the Kashmir Valley Monday, as a heavy deployment of police and paramilitary troops restricted the movement of people. The deployment was made to prevent a march called by Kashmiri separatists as elections began in 10 of 87 constituencies. People were prevented from coming out of their homes in the summer capital Srinagar and major towns where elections were not taking place. The elections come at a time when Kashmir has seen some of the largest demonstrations against Indian rule in decades. Calls for marches are now met by curfews. In recent weeks, more than 24 separatist leaders have been taken into custody under the Public Safety Act that allows for detentions of up to 2 years without any trial. Separatists have rejected the elections. Altaf Ahmed is an activist of the Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front.
I mean, the whole of Kashmiri nation is standing against these elections because these elections, as India claims them in United Nations, that people of Kashmir are representing themselves in these elections, and this is the self-determination.
Officials said up to 55% of voters turned out for the election despite the boycott call and bad weather. In many areas, people were seen queuing up outside polling booths. A human rights activist, Parvez Imroz of the Jammu and Kashmir Coalition of Civil Society, was arrested in Bandipora town while he was part of an independent election monitoring group. Imroz's associate, Khuram Parvez, told VOA that police beat up Imroz along with two of his associates.
But in Bandipora, our president, Parvez Imroz, who is the president of our coalition, he, along with some activists from outside, were witnessing a protest demonstration. There were many media men also witnessing that protest demonstration. And police came there and they started beating up Mr. Parvez Imroz, who was the president of our coalition. He was beaten up and then later he has been arrested along with two local volunteers.
Authorities had no immediate comment on the reports. Anti-India sentiment runs deep in majority Muslim Kashmir, where most people favor independence from India or a merger with Pakistan. The region is divided between the two countries and both claim it in its entirety. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.